And our next guest on today's programme is John McMullen, and he's Fingal North Dublin Beekeepers Association. Well, you're very welcome along, John. And the Beekeepers Association, would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, we're Fingal North Dublin Beekeepers, so we cover North Dublin from the Talca up to Balbriggan. We're a group now of about 120 beekeepers. 5 years ago, we would have had about 50. So there's been a big increase in membership.
Wow, 120 from 50. That's really a huge jump in the amount of people taking interest. And so you're working out of North County Dublin, and you're going up as far as Balbriggan.
Yeah, all of North County, from the Talca.
Yeah.
North.
Yeah, and have you got many locations that you work out of?
Well, our meetings are held in Swords,
right,
on the first Thursday of each month. We have a number of aprils, association aprils. One, our main one, is in Conseely, and we have three other locations where we bring on beginners. So in Donabate and also Swords and further west.
So what age groups are we talking about, John, of the people that would be involved?
All age groups, really. I mean, they're starting now younger, so it can be from, say, 12 in our beginners class, from 12 up to 90. In fact, we had a beekeeper there who only died recently, and he was in his 99th year. He just lived in Raheny, about 100, sort of, 400 or 500 metres from here.
No way, and yes.
He was 99, yes, and attended meetings up to the last 2 years. He used to drive to Swords on his own.
Ah, God.
So he actually used to visit his bees without a field. So he had a gentle way with them. And,
yes.
So all ages.
Wow, that's remarkable. Now, John, I suppose maybe I'm being stupid here, but I have this impression of beekeepers with these big hats on them and the big nets around them and all the rest of it, and going over and then scraping the honey off boards and stuff. Am I right or am I wrong, or have I got it right at all? Have I any of it right?
Well, beekeepers, get involved in beekeepers because largely their interest in bees and nature. I mean, most beekeepers are hobbyists.
Yes.
Very few in Ireland now are what you call commercial.
Right.
So most beekeepers have between sort of 2 and 10 hives. And certainly our association, that would account for the majority. So what we do is we raise queens, we raise colonies, and we extract the surplus honey.
Really?
So we're not after honey only. It's a way of life. It's a great introduction, particularly for children and young people, to nature.
It's a great interest to have, really, isn't it? And you say that you raise queens. Is it possible? Would it be possible for you to do it from your own home, or is that like way out of the sky there?
Well, most people would have the bees in their back garden.
Wow.
So it's a question of having gentle bees.
In fact,
our native bees, which is the one we deal with, is Apis mellifera mellifera, that's the old black Irish queen, has become quite docile over the last 20 years.
Oh.
And in fact, I normally manage my bees barehanded. So, which if you wear gloves, in fact, you don't know if your bees are being harmed, if they're stinging you back.
Yeah.
If you're gentle with them, they're gentle with you. But one thing I would say, anyone taking up beekeeping, it's essential that you do a beginner's course. Talking about an insect, we're talking about a strange animal, not like your common dog or cat.
Yeah.
You must understand its nature. And the fact, if you don't do a course, you'll be a nuisance to yourself and to your neighbours. So we have a course each year, February, March, in the Portmarnock Community School.
Very good.
A period of 5 weeks.
Very good. And obviously there's a huge interest in it if it's gone from 50 people to 150 in recent times. So the courses are running out of Portmarnock. And I suppose, if people were interested in getting on these courses and learning more, is there limited places, or it wouldn't be a drop-in service, no?
No, if anyone's interested in getting involved, you go onto our site, our website, mm-hmm. fingalbeekeepers.net, and register for the course. We are limited to 30.
limited
classroom size is 30, and we're normally filled up before the end of the year. So if anyone's interested, take it up beekeeping, or just interested in bees and nature, that aspect of it, come along, and knowledge is never wasted.
Exactly, and you can always learn something else. It's always more to be learning out there in life. That's absolutely brilliant. And would you get many families that would like be taking it up as a family hobby? Because to me, it sounds like a good job for a family hobby.
Yeah, in fact, there are quite a few families. In fact, today now, we have a family just from the Clontarf Road. Both the husband and wife and their first son, who's about 14 years of age, they collectively manage their bees. In fact, it's at Rohini is where they are at the moment. So, common enough thing, and more and more females are taking up bees. If you go back, say, 20 years ago, 10% of our membership would be female. Now it's 40%.
Yeah.
That's not surprising, away. If you go back 100 years ago, females were the ones who had the bees and managed the bees. It was seen as a cash crop in those days, particularly in the congested areas where you had the congested districts board, and females were the main beekeepers and very good beekeepers. Of course, beekeeping, you can call it husbandry, but nursing. It's looking after an insect, looking after a living creature.
Yes,
I think, by and large, females are better beekeepers. I think they're more gentle.
Now, girls, if you are all the ladies out there, if you're looking for a new hobby, there you go, beekeeping. Now, before I let you go, John, just tell me this. What does the honey taste like?
Well, the honey is determined not by the bee, or the bee strain is determined by the forage.
Yes.
So in an urban area, you're getting a mixture of nectars.
Right, right.
And if you early season, late season would be slightly different. But then in the countryside, and I keep bees in an out apiary in County Galway, white clover has got its own particular flavour.
Yeah.
White thorn, quite different. Heather, quite different. So these monocultures. So it's determined by the actual plant itself,
lovely.
Not by the bees.
Yeah,
so it is lovely. And it's in Ireland, we have a great diversity of plants. Sometimes, you know, we're critical, but really, by and large, we have a great biodiversity. And our honey normally gets more than its fair share of prizes when we go to the London Honey Show. And many of our beekeepers have won the World Cup. In fact, the present holder is someone from Ireland.
Wow, that's fantastic. And okay, so bring it on. And the tastiest honey is from Ireland. Well, do you know what? I'd well believe it. And especially to think that 2/3 of the vegetables in Ireland are grown in Nor County, Dublinshire. Why wouldn't we have the nicest honey in the world? That's us saying that, John, isn't it?
That's right. And as well as that, by the way, there's more sunshine in the north side of the Liffey than the south side.
Oh,
believe it or not, and we know that because there's greater honey production. The clouds seem to come off the mountains, the Dublin mountains, and keep out the sunshine. And honey is a function of sunshine. So it's the sunny north side, not the sunny south side.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I love it. Oh, there's going to be a few sore people now over there on the other side, but we won't say anything about that. John, it was absolutely lovely talking to you today. What would you like to say to anybody that's out there listening that's kind of on the verge of saying, I will or I won't, or they might be a little bit apprehensive about joining the Beekeepers Association? I'm getting tongue-tied here. What would be your advice to them?
Well, do a course.
Yes.
Try it and see. And if beekeeping is for you, we will provide mentors for you and assistance for the first year. In fact, any serious beekeeper will get a free nook to start them off from the association.
A free nook. So is a nook is the
a nook is a small starter colony.
So it's like a little, we'll say, dog kennel if it was a dog. Or...
Well, yeah, but there's more than one dog. You'll be talking about maybe 15,000 bees.
Wow, and you offer that. Well, it sounds very interesting, and I'm sure there's loads of information. I'm looking at this little picture here, and it's like, it's very hard to describe, but that's what a nook is, is it?
Well, that's a full hive. Nook would be about half that.
You see, I'm blonde.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to agree with me. You're supposed to say, come down and join and you'll know all about it.
Yeah, but you may be dumb, but you can speak.
Well, this is it. John, many, many thanks. And just before you go as well, when is the next course taking place?
Next course is on February, March of next year.
It's a long, really. It's a really
well,
long way.
You see, it's a seasonal thing.
Yes.
The season is almost over now. The season really is from March to September. The bees then rest, and that's when we train our beginners.
But I suppose it'd be no harm for people to give you their number or to get in contact, and then because it'll be, as you said, it's 30 places, and then that's it. So I suppose in the meantime, what you can do if you are interested is to get in contact with you. Got the guys there, www.fingalbeekeepers.net, and put your name forward, and that's all you can do, really, John, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah.
And so you didn't bring a little sample of honey for us today.
I do experiments with bees. I don't look for honey.
Okay.
That would be you rob them when you take the honey from them, you know.
Oh, you're robbing them.
It's their surplus honey, yeah.
Now I have a friend, Laura, and I think she's working today, but she'd be listening majority of the time we're broadcasting, and she's in animal rights and stuff like that, and wouldn't eat a honey product either. She has the same belief that it's robbing from them.
Well, I'm not as strong as that. I'm being a bit glib in what I'm saying, but. We always leave some honey in the hive for the winter.
And we take
the surplus.
Okay. Well, John, it was my pleasure speaking to you here today at the Rose Festival here in St. Anne's Park, and I wish you and your colleagues the best of success in Fingal Beekeepers, and thanks ever so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thanks very much.